The judge pronounced sentencing just hours after a jury found five men guilty of plotting to set off fertilizer bombs at major public sites in London and elsewhere in Britain. Two other men were acquitted. Ringleader Omar Khayyam was sentenced to life in prison for his part in the plot. The judge also handed down life terms for Waheed Mahmoud, Anthony Garcia, Jawad Akbar, and Alahuddin Amin. The five men were arrested in March 2004 during a major police operation and after extensive surveillance by police and security services. Prosecutors presented evidence that the men planned to use 600 kilograms of ammonium nitrate fertilizer to make explosives with the aim of attacking a London nightclub, power plants, and a shopping mall. State prosecutor Deborah Walsh.
For more than 3 years, we in the Police Counter-Terrorism Command have worked exhaustively in cooperation with security and intelligence agencies and international colleagues to present this case.
In the end, the prosecution presented almost 12,000 pages of exhibits. The jury saw and listened to video and audio evidence and heard testimony from numerous witnesses, including U.S. Islamic militant Mohammed Babar. Evidence presented at the trial linked members of the group to contacts in Pakistan, training camps in Afghanistan, and to meetings with Al-Qaeda members. British Home Secretary John Reid.
Five very dangerous terrorists are now behind bars due to the efforts of our security services and our police. I want to extend my personal thanks to them, and I believe the gratitude of everyone in this country for the work that they have done.
Reid said the case is a reminder that the threat of terrorism is real and severe. Evidence presented at the trial also showed links between the convicted men and at least two of the suicide bombers who carried out the attacks against London's public transit system on July 7, 2005. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.